Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Nicole Kidman.
Hubba hubba.
She's a 1-3 manifesting generator. She's on the right angle cross of the vessel of love in the quarter of civilization. Fifth color, right fixed. Single definition, all conscious, 31-7, 10-57, and 15-5.
A very interesting chart given Nicole Kidman. I mean, two things I noticed right off the bat looking at the surface of it is, first of all, open solar plex, so not hubba hubba, you know,
no,
not
you
some
know,
hot
no,
sex
but,
luscious, you know.
No, but when I saw that open solar plex, I thought, you know, I bet she has the 55-6, and she does, because there's a quality
right
about her. Even, yeah, it isn't juicy in that sense, but there's this, I mean, that 55-6, this, you know, I don't know, kind of spiritual innocence that's there. Anyway, I just guessed that, and then I looked, and sure enough, 55-6,
oh, yeah. Well,
unconscious.
I mean,
yeah?
The 515, magnetism,
mm-hmm.
you know, and also the sense of refinement and civilization. She's in the quarter of civilization about her. I mean, very big in the fashion world, right? And didn't she start off as a model?
No.
No?
No, she's been acting since she was 8 years old. No, she, you know, she ended up, you know, doing the things, I think, with Karl Lagerfeld and made a bunch of money, you know, doing those Chanel ads and stuff. No, she's not. No, she wasn't a model. She actually quit high school early to just, you know, continue her acting. So,
right.
But she's very tall.
Yeah.
She
Oh,
looks like a
she
model.
has a
She's beautiful, classic beauty.
Features,
Right.
and things like that. And there's kind of not a sharpness to her. But looking at that open solar plex, I went, oh, she's not that luscious, full-bodied Sophia Loren, you know, type of vibe. The second thing I noticed right off the bat is how many electromagnetic activations she has in her chart. I mean, she has 4 47th gates, I think 3 28th gates, 3 27th gates, you know, 2 25th gate activations, you know, conscious, unconscious in that same gate. So in a funny way, not as much of the, when you think of the 64 gate matrix, 26 activations, but with all those double and quad activations, not as many activations as far as
she's
gates
very,
go.
Well, she's very dense in that sense. I mean, she's really
dense.
And, well,
yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, that's kind of that quality. And I think also, I mean, it's unusual to see somebody that, you know, all of their
right.
definitions are conscious.
And single definition.
You know, and a single definition. I mean,
yeah, no, just very interesting. I mean, if we were to keynote or channel 57, perfected form, the 515, the flow, the rhythm, and the 731, she's an alpha, you know, leadership. And, you know, so perfecting the rhythm of leadership or organization, if you want to call it that, and a 1-3.
And a 1-3.
So,
I mean, she says, it was very natural for me to want to disappear into a dark theater. I'm really very shy. It's like, yes, you're a 1-3. Of course, you're very shy.
Right. I mean, right angle cross of the vessel of love. So it's a, you know, a concern about humanity and other human beings and fixing the rhythm and organizing them.
Well, in 2004, she was honored by the UN as the citizen of the world. And in 2006, she was appointed the Goodwill Ambassador of the UN Development Fund for Women. And she's the international spokesperson for this initiative, Say No, Unite to End Violence Against Women. So she's quite active in her love of humanity and really, particularly, you know, this whole thing about ending violence against women, you know, across the whole world. So.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask you. I mean,
yeah.
Just looking at her chart, as if I don't know her because I don't know her biography.
Right,
I mean,
right.
What you do is you look up the biographical and quotations.
Yeah, I didn't
and
really
stuff.
Know that, you know,
yeah.
About her, and of course, you know, it's right in sync, you know, with who she is, right?
Oh yeah, 15th gate, first line, a duty to humanity. You know, that 27th gate that she has three times.
Well, also this, you know,
I mean, since 40, what
right.
you said 6 years ago, when I think of the nodal shift, where in the first 40 years, and I was thinking of Tom Cruise. Here she is, Blaze of Glory, and then 28 for Holding On.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was going to say, this whole duty, you know, this right. ability to confront challenges, right?
Right.
And that whole process, I mean, that's probably one of the, you know, it was really public, the divorce. He basically divorced her. She was pregnant at the time, had a miscarriage a month later.
Wow.
I mean, you know, probably one of the most difficult situations. And again, she maintained her dignity. You know, she's never really spoken
right.
much about it. She's not negative about him. She has children with him. So, yeah, this
no,
ability
no, just
to
so
just keep moving on,
yeah.
you know, stay
at,
in her flow.
You know, that open heart center with what you're saying. You know, third line, that 21-3, mm-hmm. powerlessness. But then that 25th gate, fifth line, recuperation.
Right.
You know, now it's not part of the ego, but, you know, you're powerless, that third line process of trial and error, making mistakes. And, but then the need for recuperation and, you know, the 25-3, which she has her design son, withstand failure.
Yeah. Right.
You know, in this retreat, the 33rd
right.
gate,
right.
you know, withdraw to know, you know, and a 1-3, you know, is very self, I think, involved, especially since she's a single definition, all conscious, not really. She's like a unit within herself, you know. It's all about her.
Well, yeah, but she's collective. I mean, she says, what's the point of doing something good if nobody's watching, right? You know.
That's funny.
I mean, you know.
right, here she is, the 31-4, which is a public acknowledgement of my good works.
Well, and she says that she never reads reviews. She doesn't read them at all because she's proud of the work that she does. And she says, you know, she makes these movies. She doesn't, you know, she has nothing to do with how they do, right?
Right.
How well they succeed. That's really not her point, you know, at all. And I think for, certainly for myself, and I think for many of us, especially after this whole kind of debacle with Cruise and
right.
how he kind of turned out to be a bit, you know, I don't know.
Flighty,
whatever. But anyway, I think, you know, very happy for her that she's found this relationship. She's married, you know, to Keith Urban now, and you know, they had a little girl, and now just recently, one of the reasons we thought of her is because she just has this new baby, and just I think happy for her, because she's one of these people that I feel like has taken this role of being a public figure, you know, very seriously and with, you know, grace. She does kind of remind me of Grace Kelly in that way, that kind of, you know,
right,
that
right.
loveliness and that dignity. And so, you know, personally, I'm happy for her that her life seems to have really, you know, turned out quite well. She's making more money now than Julia Roberts, who used to be the highest paid actress.
Right.
So, you know, and she's won Academy Awards when she played, you know, Virginia Woolf. And so recognition and money and, you know, a loving husband and some children. I mean, I think that's what they're kind of saying. You know, she's at this point in her life where she really kind of has it all.
Right. What is she, 44 now?
She'll be 44.
Right. And, you know, that's, what, 7 fourth lines.
Yeah, and 6 first lines, you know. So really this kind of, you know, ability to really, I think, you know, do her homework, you know, really study what it is she's doing, and then to really be able to, you know, externalize it in that way.
Yeah, I was thinking when we're talking about, you know, her relationship with Cruise and how kind of tumultuous that was. How did she get into it with that? Looking at that fifth gate, third line, a detriment, compulsiveness, you know, and that trial and error, which I think would really be going on, looking at her design with those 28th gates in her south node, in the first part of her life, first 30 years, very, you know, learning, you know, what her compulsiveness.
Well, I don't know that she's really, I mean, that compulsiveness, it's like, I think she's more compulsive about the work that she does.
Right.
I think her personal relationship, I think she was really in love with the guy. She had a great time with the guy. I think she was shocked that the guy dumped her. You know, I would see this compulsiveness really shows up. I mean, you know, she's done a lot of movies, and she, you know, started doing this when she was 8. You know, it's really more about her. I think it has been more about her work. I think now that she, you know, has more children, you know, that.
Oh, I agree. Manifesting generator, it is the work, you know, and my work and what I do. And, you know, that 25th gate, Australia, you know, the love of Australia and those open places, you know, the view out the window.
Well, I love this quote. She says, people can tell you what to do, but ultimately we're all going to die. So how do you want to live? How do you want to live? And I think this is that 28th gate, you know, that really drives her both at, you know, at this conscious and unconscious level. It's in her nodes, the blaze of glory, this really finding something about life that's more than superficial. How do you want to live? And that, you know, she really, I think, you know, is demonstrating.
Yeah, open head asana, mm-hmm. and open root. No activations in the root.
No root at all, yeah.
So, no, an interesting person. And Teresa.
Yes.
I think it's time to say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.